counting down the top 20 albums in Canada.
Hi, this is Joel Plaskett.
This is Christina Martin.
Hey, this is Joseph Garmisch from the band Dune.
Hi, this is Sasha Bulat.
Hey, it's Cecil Sharma from the band Heat.
Hey, here's Louis from Solid.
Hey, it's Kieran Adams from Diana, and you're listening to the Earshot 20.
This is the Earshot 20. Here is Anthony Enman and Brian Cleveland.
Hello and welcome to another episode of the Earshot 20. My name is Brian Cleveland, coming at you live from local 107.3 FM studios in St. John, New Brunswick, to bring you your national countdown show, where we bring you selections from the most played albums across Canada from earshot-online.com. In the absence of Anthony M this week, I am flying solo, but don't worry, we got all the goods here, including your top 20 from the national top 50, the music news with Stephen Karlick from Exclaim magazine, and so much more. If you're tuning in for the show for the very first time, or you just need a refresher, you might be wondering what Earshot is. Earshot is the national campus and community radio report, which again, you can find at earshot-online.com. The major portion of that website is the national top 50, which you can find every single week. For this week, we are counting down for the week ending Tuesday, October 11th, 2018. And 16. This is a project of the National Campus Community Radio Association. Many thanks to the staff and volunteers there at the organization. And the top 50 is a combination of over 30 top 30 charts from many different stations across Canada. You can find their charts as well as the national top 50 at earshot-online.com. And also both regionally and nationally, you can find charts for electronic, hip hop, international, jazz, loud, folk, roots, and blues. There's monthly and yearly countdowns, reviews, interviews, and so much more. And again, you can find all of that at earshot-online.com. You can find this show and information about this show in many different ways. You can find us on Facebook at facebook.com/earshot20. You can find us on Twitter the same way. And you can also find this show for your own personal download at radioforall.net or in the iTunes podcasting service, where you can subscribe to the show and it will download for you automatically. There is lots of different ways to find us. Just go and search out Earshot on your local handy dandy search engine. Again, we're going to bring you selections from the top 20 most played albums across Canada for this week, the week ending October 11th, 2016. And we're going to get right into it here. So much great music to bring you this week, including a brand new number one. We have a debut within our charts and five new or returning albums. And as a result of that, we say goodbye to at least a few releases this week. Bear Mountain dropping from number 18 to number 21. Andy Show from number 15 to number 27. Wilco from number 16 to number 31. Japanese Girls from number 14 to 36. Kate Jornada from number 19 down to number 38. And July Talk, they were at number 12 last week, and they are not within our national top 50 this week. So we kick it all off at number 20, up two spots from Bon Sund. It is Les Deluxe from the new album, Springtime Devil. You're going to hear the title track from that record. Hot Panda last week at number 19. This week at number 19, last week at number 10. Their new album is called Bad Pop. You're going to hear a track from them called On Your Own. And then Second Sight by Snowblink into the show, debuting last week at number 49, is their newest record, returning current, and this week at number 18. Here we go right now with Les Deluxe with a track called Springtime Devil, right here, right now on the Earshot 20.
Come on, so you hear it, the cold.
silver tongue, the same old thing that I heard sung to me last spring. You're living off a memory of youth, my love of apathy, misanthropies, a sentiment you provoke in me so well. I won't descend back to your hell.
Listening to the Earshot 20, number 19.
When you're around,
Earshot 20. Number 18.
The air is thin, 8,000 feet high. Can't sleep in this cabin, covered in pines. I go to the window to read the mountain's mind. Call out my question beyond the tree line. Never been so endlessly awake. By the window, feel my whole body shake. Honey, may I have a word alone with the night? You asked me a question.
You're listening to the Earshot 20, and at number 18 this week, end of the show for the first time, is the newest album from Snowblink called Returning Current. Last week it debuted at number 49. In the middle there, dropping a few spots, number 19, but sticking strong from number 10 the week before. It was Hot Panda from the newest album, Bad Pop. You heard On Your Own, and kicking us off this week at number 20, up two spots from the week before, was the newest album by Les Deluxe en Bon Son, and you heard the title track from that album, Springtime Devil. Again, you're tuned in to the Earshot 20, your nationally syndicated countdown show, bringing you some of the most played music across Canada, thanks to the National Campus and Community Radio Report, and community radio stations within many different communities all across the country. Thanks to them for giving us information about some of their favorite music. Their DJs have been spinning and creating our national top 50 as we play from you every single week. This week, for the week ending Tuesday, October 11th, 2016, we're going to just keep on motoring through some great new music here for you. At number 17, up from number 29, it is newest on Fresh Snow, coming our way via Hand Drawn Dracula Records. It's called One, and you're going to hear a track from them called January Skies. Following that, you're going to hear Engineers by the Luyas. It's a track from their new album, Says You, on Paperbag Records, dropping just three spots this week to number 16. Don't go anywhere. We have that and so much more coming your way right here, right now on the Earshot 20.
You're listening to the Earshot 20. Number 16.
We'll be right back.
You're tuned into the Earshot 20 as we bring you selections from the 20 most played albums across Canada this week. That was number 16, down three spots from the week before. The Luyas, they have a new album out called Says You on Paperbag, and that was a track from that record called Engineers. In there as well, kicking off that set of two was January Skies, a new track from Fresh Snow. Their newest album, One, at number 17, indoor show from the first week this week, up from number 29 the week before. And we take a quick break, as we always do, generally every single week from the Earshot charts, to catch up with Stephen Karlick at Exclaim Magazine to give us the insights on music news in the last week. How you doing, Stephen?
I'm well, thank you.
And you're calling from the land of Toronto, where everything is sports talk now, but we're going to talk about music. So,
it didn't used to be.
On the eve of Austin Matthews' crazy four-goal night, and as Toronto is about to play again in a couple of days, but we're going to talk about Bob Dylan instead.
Yes, we are. So, weirdly enough, Bob Dylan has won the Nobel Prize in Literature, of all things. To add to his ever-growing list of accomplishments, he was named the surprise winner of the 2016 Nobel Prize in Literature, marking the first time a songwriter has ever won the prestigious award. Dylan, 75 years old now, received the prize on October 13th for, quote, having created new poetic expressions within the great American song tradition. Not only is Dylan the first songwriter to win the award, he's the first American to clinch the prize since novelist Toni Morrison did in 1993. Speaking to reporters after announcing Dylan as the winner, permanent secretary of the Swedish Academy, Sarah Danius, said, "The times they are a-changing, perhaps." Of course, he deserves it, she said. He's just got it. He's a great poet in the English-speaking tradition, and he's a wonderful sampler, a very original sampler. He embodies the tradition and for 55 years now has been at it, reinventing himself constantly, creating a new identity. As for Dylan himself, he'll be celebrating the release of a new live package, the 1966 live recordings, on November 11th, as well as the Real Royal Albert Hall 1966 concert on November 25th. Stay tuned to Exclaim for more from Bob Dylan, obviously. But for now, people very divided on how they feel about him winning the literature prize. Some saying, you know, what Bob Dylan does is not literature. That's not to disparage it, but it's music. And some people saying, you know, we didn't need him getting a literature prize to know that he's a genius. So, you know, typical Twitter things.
Yeah, you know, this is one of those things where I first heard it didn't make a lot of sense, but the more you think about it, you kind of wrap your head around it, and yeah, it doesn't make me angry.
Yeah, I don't have a strong opinion either way, I don't think.
All right, so we jump into a new story that's a little less fun than that one, following a couple of critically acclaimed albums 2 years in a row. A band has some changes in their lineup to announce.
Yeah, less fun, but maybe heartening news, given the typical way that the world works. Philadelphia punk act Beach Slang have parted ways with their guitarist, Ruben Gallego, over a sexual assault allegation. The guitarist has agreed to exit the band following some recently surfaced allegations of sexual assault. The group shared a statement on their Facebook page that they, quote, cannot in good conscience continue working with Gallego. The statement in full is at exclaim.ca. You can read the whole thing there. But from my point of view, you know, no one likes to hear about this sort of thing, but it does need to be talked about, and it is nice to see a band having a sort of no-means-no policy and a 0% tolerance policy when it comes to this sort of thing. It's certainly not something you're used to seeing in the world, and maybe, and hopefully, is a step forward in some way.
Yeah, definitely a positive direction for that trend. So we're going to jump into one final story here before we jump back into our charts, and I honestly don't know how to set this one up properly, so I'm just going to leave it to you with no comment.
Yeah, it's pretty unexpected. The last year or so, Janet Jackson has been in the midst of countless pregnancy rumors, and the singer even postponed a world tour because of it, but now rumor has become fact, and 50-year-old Janet Jackson has confirmed she's expecting her first child. Jackson made the announcement that she's indeed starting a family with her husband, Wissam Almana, to People magazine, who posted an obviously pregnant photo of Jackson. Speaking to the publication, she simply said, "We thank God for our blessing." That's pretty much all we have to go on at this point. It's unclear when Jackson is due, but like I said, the pregnancy news does follow some very public tour postponements. Several of those dates were in Canada, and were, of course, in support of her last album, 2015's Unbreakable. But some nice news for Janet Jackson. I suppose I'd never thought about whether she, I never knew whether she had children or not. To have her first at 50 is an accomplishment.
Yeah, absolutely. And wishing best of luck to them as that develops. Definitely a tricky thing at the age of 50 for sure. So we're going to jump back into some music here at number 15, down from number 6 this week. It is Bad Bad, Not Good.
Shot 20. Number 14.
We'll be right back.
You're listening to The Earshot 20, and this week at number 14, all the way up from number 46, that was an album by Croy called Scavenger. You heard a track called Cold in there, closing out that set of two. And in before that, at number 15, down from number six, Bad Bad, Not Good. Their newest album is called Four. It's on Arts and Crafts, and you heard Chompy's Paradise. That brings us nearly to the end of our first hour and the first 10 records. We're about to jump into a slot of three. In there in that last break, you heard from Stephen Karlick from Exclaim Magazine. He'll be back in the next hour to give us three more big news stories that they've been following this week, as well as his song pick of the week. So you won't want to miss that. We'll have your top 10 and so much more. But first, here at number 13, up from number 17, it is Crystal Castles from the album Amnesty One. You're going to hear a track called Kept.
You're all I need to say. You're all I need to say.
listening to the Earshot 20. Number 12. Shot 20. Number 11.
if she turns, arching into the curves, my eyes hesitate.
Closing out our first 10, that was from the album Moon Milk, El Con. Up from number 43 to number 11 this week, you heard a track from them called Form of Space. And we heard from Lisa Conway last week, actually, to talk about that album. Very happy to see it getting spun across the country. In the middle of that set at number 12, up from number 20, Brendan Canning from his newest Home Wrecking Years. You heard Vibration Walls and Kept by Crystal Castles. Kicked off that set of three at number 13, up from number 17. Their newest album is called Amnesty One. My name is Brian Cleveland. You're tuned into the Earshot 20. We're just about halfway through here, but we still have so much to bring you in the second hour of this week's show. We will continue our countdown of the Earshot charts for the week ending Tuesday, October 11th, 2016. We're going to get into our top 10, which includes a debut at the number 10 spot. You'll find out what that's all about in the very near future. Thanks to you for tuning in. Don't go anywhere. You've got so much more on the Earshot 20.
The Earshot 20 returns after this.